Lewis chucks it up from half court. It doesn't matter. It's off target anyways. 72-67 the final. South Alabama, for the first time in program history, get a win here in Tuscaloosa against the Crimson Tide. The Jaguars stay perfect, 7-0 on the season.
I'm JT Crabtree, and this is Jag Nation Rewind. In this feature presentation, relive some of the greatest moments in South Alabama athletics. Today, we go back to a pinnacle victory for South Alabama women's basketball. December 5th, 2018. Tuscaloosa, Alabama. The Jaguar women were red hot to start the 2018-2019 season, winning their first six contests to start the year. The Jags would then head 4 hours north to square off with in-state foe Alabama for a Wednesday afternoon contest. It was the 11th trip all-time to T-Town in program history, and South Alabama was 0-10 in the previous meetings in the capstone. That would soon change, as a furious 14-0 run before halftime and 19 points from true freshman Damaya Telemach led to South Alabama picking up their first ever road win against the Crimson Tide. For the play-by-play, here's Steve Goldberg.
Getting set for basketball at Coleman Coliseum. South Alabama has yet to win a game in Tuscaloosa. 45 seasons of South Alabama basketball. Alabama has a 21-4 advantage in the all-time series. The Jaguars' four wins coming in Mobile. We're set to tip it off. Antoinette Lewis wins the tip for South Alabama, and we are underway at Coleman Coliseum. Jaguars go from left to right. Lewis with the basketball, the Telemach high ball screen. Telemach working on Shaq Wade. Here's Savannah Jones, pass to the left to Carter. Now into the low block, Lewis drives to the bucket, and her shot is blocked. Thrown aside and then out of bounds. That's an Alabama turnover. Block came from Ashley Knight, but Knight tossed it aside. Errant outlet pass. So an Alabama turnover, and it's South Alabama basketball. Telemach to inbound from the front court. Telemach is trying to throw it in. Finds Jones, top of the arc. Jones to Kynes for a three ball. Right wing, it rims out. And a rebound by Wade for Alabama. Wade goes driving to the basket. A floater in the lane won't fall off the backboard and the rim and then out. South Alabama with a rebound up ahead to Jones. Jones is trapped in the corner, and she throws him into Wade's hands. Fast break opportunity for Wade. She goes one-on-one with Telemach and lays it in. First basket of the game belongs to the Crimson Tide. It's 2-0 Alabama. Kynes into the front court. A lot of length for this Alabama squad. The Jaguars try to toss it around. Some long arms out in front of South Alabama's passes. Top of the arc, Telemach. Now a bounce pass into the lane to Carter. But Carter traveled with it. And that's a South Alabama turnover. Turnovers have plagued the Jags at times. South Alabama is averaging over 18 turnovers per game. And had 20 in the last one against Tennessee State up in Nashville. It's a bounce pass into the lane and a foul called. Foul goes against Lewis, and it'll send Wade to the free throw line. Shaq Wade is one of the seniors on this roster, but this is not an experienced Alabama team. They're one of the younger teams. They have six true freshmen. They're the 11th youngest team in the country. First shot coming, and it bounces off the rim and out for Wade. Second free throw coming up for Shaq Wade. Wade with crimson hair up on top. She twirls the basketball, shoots the shot, and makes it. One of two at the free throw line. Kynes down the floor. Bounce pass to Telemach. And a pass off of Carter's hands. Goes back to Kynes, who is double-teamed and trapped along the sideline. She's in trouble. And Kynes with the travel. Couple of South Alabama turnovers. Alabama leads 3-0. So far, it looks like the Jags have been pressured by this Alabama team. A lot of long arms outstretched. There's a pass, top of the arc. And a bounce pass, left wing. Now it's Wade with the ball, just inside the free throw line. A kick out for a three ball try. Lewis misses it. Too strong, and Carter pulls down the rebound for the Jaguars. Up in front, Kynes with a pass to Carter into the corner. Jones will pop a three. Short. Off the front iron and then over the backboard. Out of bounds, it's Alabama basketball, 3-0 Crimson Tide. 7:54 left in the first quarter. Crimson Tide bring it up the floor from right to left. Lewis wearing that knee brace on her right knee. She'll dump it off top of the arc for Walker, back in the hands of Lewis, 15 to shoot. Right elbow, Lewis gives it out for a three-ball try. It rims out. Shot was no good from Jasmine Walker. And a rebound down low and a foul. This ball will belong to Alabama. Wade will throw it in with Jones in front of her. Bounce pass into Lewis. Lewis sets it up, top of the key. Back to Wade, left wing. Alabama will swing it around. Back in the hands of Lewis, she drives into the paint. Some contact, no whistle. Telemach with the rebound off the missed shot. And a foul down low. It's on the floor against Alabama. First foul against the Crimson Tide. 3-0 Alabama, early stages of this game. Kynes trots it down the floor for South Alabama. Telemach across. And a pass down low. India Hall into the game. Hall too strong on the jump shot. Mid-range baseline jumper from the right side. Now Lewis drives to the bucket and scores. A right-handed layup for Lewis. 5-0 Alabama. Jaguars struggling to score the ball, but now Telemach goes coast-to-coast and lays it in. First basket of the game for South Alabama. Comes 3 minutes and 15 seconds in. The Jags are on the board. It's 5-2 Alabama. Lewis now top of the arc for Walker. Into the lane, turnaround jump shot for Wade off the mark. And a rebound hauled in by Kristen Carter. Jaguars trail it by 3, but they're finally on the board. For 5-0 Alabama run to start the game. Here's Kynes up top to Telemach, who scored the Jaguars' first basket. Back to Kynes, open 3, and Kynes connects. A 3-ball try from the left wing. The Jaguars are tied up. Coach Fowler loves it on South Alabama's sideline, clapping his hands. As the Jaguars are tied with the Crimson Tide. 5-5, both teams have gone on 5-0 runs. 6 minutes to go in the first. Johnson with the basketball for Alabama, down low, turnaround jumper for Walker. Off the front rim and she gets it to go. Friendly shooter's touch there for Walker. 7-5, Alabama. Kynes around to Jones. Jones with the basketball, tries to drive, gets stopped. Back to Kynes, driving into the lane. The ball was poked out, last touch by Kynes, and it's Alabama basketball. Crimson Tide will bring in a couple of subs. Benjamin comes in off the bench. Shakira Wade checks out of the game. Tall lineup on the floor for Alabama. Got Johnson, Lewis. Walker up top. Walker to Johnson, back to Lewis. 15 to shoot. Jags have clamped down on defense after a slow start. 7-5, Crimson Tide. A foul down low on Deshae Benjamin. Going up for a left-handed layup, and Benjamin will head to the charity stripe. 5:10 left in the first, 7-5, Alabama. Benjamin steps to the foul line. Benjamin twirls the basketball. For shot on the left hoop goes in. 8-5 Alabama. Benjamin is one of the freshmen on this squad. Alabama has 6 of them. Very young team. Their average age is just 19.5. Benjamin makes both of the line, and it's a 4-point Crimson Tide lead, 9-5. Nearing the midway point of the first quarter. Telemach is double-teamed, a bounce pass to Kynes. Back in the hands of Telemach and a travel. It's another South Alabama turnover. And that takes us to a timeout. 5 minutes exactly to play.
Halfway through the first quarter, and the Tide are controlling the pace. And will continue that trend through the remainder of the period. Outscoring the Jags 9-4 to go to the second quarter, doubling up South Alabama 18-9. That's when the Jags would take over. After the Crimson Tide extended their lead to 11, a Shaphoria Kynes three-pointer made it an 8-point game going into the second quarter media timeout. And that's where we rejoin the action, with 4:45 left to go before halftime.
Alabama with the basketball. There's a blocking foul down low. It goes against South Alabama. Second foul on Kennedy Center. Third team foul of this quarter. Center stays on the floor with two fouls. Alabama looking to inbound from underneath the basket. So they lob it up ahead for Wade. In the hands of Lewis now. Back to Wade. She drives baseline and a charge. So Wade is called for the charge. That's a turnover. And it's South Alabama basketball. Both of these teams have turned the ball over some in the first half. The Jaguars have 10. Alabama now has 8. 28-20 Crimson Tide. South Alabama trying to get back into this one before halftime. Like to keep it a single-digit deficit. Jaguars still have some time, though. If they get hot, they could take a lead into the break. Jaguars shoot the ball well from three as a team this year. They've shot. There's a turnover down low, and Alabama goes back the other way. Here's Lewis into the front court. Three-ball try from Johnson. Too strong. And Morrow with the rebound. Morrow pushes it down the court for the Jaguars. Kynes pops a three. Kynes nails the three. So a left corner three for Shaphoria Kynes. The Jaguars trail it by just 5 points, 28-23. Crossover dribble and a steal. Kynes with the steal. Kynes up the floor left to right. Jaguars have it 3-on-2. Dumps it down low for Telemach, and Telemach lays it in from the right side. Timeout, Alabama. It's a 28-25 game as the Jaguars are back within 3 points. Jags trailed by as many as 11 in this first half. Back to a three-point basketball game, 28-25. South Alabama is currently on an 8-0 run in just a minute and a half. Alabama has turned the ball over three times in the last 2.5 minutes. The Jags have capitalized off those turnovers. 28-25, South Alabama back within three. Shaphoria Kynes, 13 points and a couple of assists. Got an assist on that last bucket, finding Demaya Telemach. Coming out of the Alabama timeout, 28-25, the Jags back within three here in Tuscaloosa. Alabama trots it down. Lewis up ahead, a bounce pass for Johnson. Johnson trapped in the corner, and she fires it along the baseline. The pass was tipped. Just grazed off of Kennedy Centers' hand. If Centers didn't touch that ball, it might have gone out of bounds on its own. Alabama keeps it. 23 on the shot clock, 3:27 on the game clock. Second quarter action. The Jaguars are back within 3 points. Lewis with the ball. Chris passing around to Cruz for a three-ball try. It's short. Offensive rebound, Benjamin. A try from the low block is off the mark, and Hall with the rebound. Jaguars can tie up the game on this possession. Telemach takes it into the lane. A bounce pass out to Hall. Thought about a shot. Now passes it to Morrow. Right baseline. Now Hall will pop it. Top of the arc of two. India Hall with her first basket. And the Jaguars are within 1 point. It's a 28-27 game. 10-0 run for South Alabama. The Jags were trailing it by 11 points. Just 2 minutes ago. Cruz is bumped in the lane. She turns over the basketball. Another Alabama turnover. Both teams now have 10. Crowd is stunned here in Tuscaloosa. 28-27, South Alabama back within a point. 2:43 to go. Jags can take their first lead of the game on this possession. It's Morrow, Kynes, Hall, Telemach, Centers on the floor for the Jaguars in red. Jaguars shooting on the right hoop. Morrow drives it right side of the lane. A pass for Hall. She bobbles the ball, picks it back up. Jump ball. And the possession arrow belongs to Alabama. Full court pressure from South Alabama. Man-to-man defense from the Jaguars. Bit of a trap there in the backcourt. Dribbling near the sideline. Lewis nearly lost it. Gets it off to Wade, top of the arc. 2:15 to go in the first half. Jaguars are only down by a point. Pass right corner, a three-ball try off the mark from Benjamin. Offensive rebound, though. Lewis, another three-ball try to the right side. And Morrow with a rebound. No points for the Crimson Tide in over 4 minutes. They've missed their last five shots from the field. Here's Morrow driving it left side of the lane. Telemach thought about a three from the right corner. Dribbles it inside the arc and misses on a floater. Rebound for Abrams of Alabama. 1:40 to go in the second quarter. Jags trail it by a point. Abrams with the ball. Kynes guards her. Abrams steps inside the three-point line, drives it, pulls up from the free throw line. Shot is off target. It goes out of bounds. And it'll stay with Alabama. Last touch by the Jags. Scoring drought for Alabama. It's lasted over 4.5 minutes. Tied are 0 of their last 6 from the field. The Jaguars are on a 10-0 run after trailing this game by 11 points. Alabama with the sub. Hannah Barber, a freshman, comes in. Barber will inbound from the baseline. Gets it inbounds. A quick two off target. Offensive rebound for the Tide. The big-bodied Copeland goes to the bucket. And Kennedy Centers draws a charge. Kennedy Centers stepped up in the left block and took the charge from Copeland. Centers does that so well. Leader in the San Antonio area taking charges back in high school. South Alabama with the ball, down by a point, 28-27. A minute and 5 to play. Shaforia Kynes with the jump shot, good. South Alabama leads it for the first time in Tuscaloosa. 29-28 Jaguars. 1 minute left. Jags need to finish strong. Here's Wade, left corner. Gives it off to Benjamin. Benjamin pulls up, off the mark. Another missed shot for Alabama. All of their last 8. Shaforia Kynes with the basketball. Kynes lobs it to Telemach, right corner, 40 seconds left. Jaguars lead it by a point. Telemach into the paint, a little floater. Telemach with the bucket. 14-0 run for South Alabama. 31-28 Jaguars. 1 second differential between shot clock and game clock. Under 20 seconds to go. Second quarter, Jaguars lead by 3. Barber with the ball for Alabama. A pass inside the three-point line. Top of the arc for Wade. 5 to shoot, a steal. And the ball is on the floor. It goes out of bounds, and it'll stay with Alabama. 14-0 run for South Alabama. Alabama has missed its last 8 shots. They have not scored in 5.5 minutes. 3.2 seconds left. 2 seconds left on the shot clock, so Alabama needs to get off a shot quickly. 3-point lead for the Jaguars, 31-28. Alabama to inbound. 3-ball drive from the right corner, off target. And that is the end of the first half. South Alabama, after trailing the game for the majority of the half, go on a 14-0 run and lead this game 31-28 at halftime.
A 14-0 run to end the first half, and South Alabama has their first lead, up by 3 at the break. While the shooting of Kynes and Telemach were big factors, the defense was the reason the Jags mounted their rally, holding the Tide scoreless over the final 6 minutes of the second quarter. Of the 31 points by the Jags in the first half, 24 of them came from Kynes and Telemach alone, with stars Antoinette Lewis and Savannah Jones being held scoreless through the first 20 minutes. But the game's not over yet, as Alabama hadn't lost to a non-conference opponent at home since 2014. With 4,149 screaming kids in attendance, it's not going to be an easy task. The third quarter starts now.
It'll be South Alabama basketball first. Jaguars lead it 31-28 as we start the third quarter. Telemach to get it into Kynes. Full court pressure from Alabama. Jaguars lead it by 3, and we're underway in the third. Teams have switched ends. The Jags in red going to the left basket. Telemach trapped along the baseline, rises up for the jump shot anyways. It's short. off the hands of Lewis going up for the rebound. It might have been deflected, though, by somebody for the Crimson Tide as it'll stay with South Alabama. It's the Jags with a fresh shot clock. Telemach lobs it up ahead. Nobody there. It goes into the backcourt. That's all right. So it wasn't touched before that. Kristen Carter gets back there to pick it up harmlessly. Shea Kynes with it. Pulls up her dribble. Finds Telemach right wing in front of the Jaguars bench. Jones right elbow to Lewis left elbow. And Lewis off the mark on a jump shot. Lewis has been quiet in this game. 0-2 from the field. She didn't miss a shot in the last game, but now she comes up with the steal defensively. Takes it down the floor, working on a couple of Alabama defenders, and lays it in from the right side. First basket of the game for Antoinette Lewis makes it a 5-point game, 33-28. Alabama with the basketball. They have not scored in over 7 minutes. Here's Johnson with it. Top of the arc, Lewis. She'll drive right side of the lane, and layup rattles out. Alabama has missed 10 shots in a row. Here's Carter all by herself. Left-handed lay-in for Kristen Carter. Timeout, Alabama. 7-point lead for the Jags, 35-28. Here at Coleman Coliseum.
Almost on cue. Three Jaguars who were held scoreless in the first half, Antoinette Lewis, Savannah Jones, and Kristen Carter, score the first 5 buckets of the third quarter for South Alabama, and the Jags hold a 5-point lead on the road. We move ahead now to start the fourth quarter, where the Jags lead 49-45. Just 10 minutes separate South Alabama from their second-best season start in program history in their first-ever win in Tuscaloosa.
Start of the final quarter at Coleman Coliseum in Tuscaloosa. South Alabama is now in front 49-45. One of the officials came over at the quarter break and clarified that shot by Savannah Jones. They went to the monitor, took a look at that shot, and it turns out that Jones's foot was behind the three-point line. So they give Jones credit for a three ball, while it was initially ruled a two. So it's now a 4-point lead for South Alabama as we head to the fourth quarter. 49-45 Jags. South Alabama is shooting 42% from the field, 38% from three, and half the advantage over the Crimson Tide in both of those categories. It's a close ball game, though, a 4-point game. South Alabama stretched their lead to 8 points in the third. They led for the entire quarter. Jags finished out the first half on a 14-0 run. That's the difference in this game. South Alabama trailed by 11 points before that 14-0 run. Alabama with the ball to start the fourth. Cruz with it up top. Now in the hands of Lewis, being guarded by Kynes. Lewis pops a shot, top of the arc. Too strong, but she gets her own miss. Fresh shot clock. Lewis with a pass to Benjamin. Right wing three, off the mark. Antoinette Lewis dives onto the floor, grabs the ball, and now Allie Cruz comes flying in. Cruz gets a hand on it to tie it up. Possession arrow still favors South Alabama. Coach Fowler wanted a foul there. 49-45 Jags. Sykes, Kynes, Telemach, Lewis, and centers on the floor for the Jaguars. South Alabama basketball is sponsored by Sonny's Barbecue, local pitmasters since 1968, with locations in Pensacola and Mobile. Sit down, take out, or ask about their great catering options. Kynes with it for South Alabama up top. First minute of play in the fourth quarter. Lewis goes driving, right block. Some contact, and they call the foul on Alabama. Foul goes against Jordan Lewis. Antoinette Lewis will head to the foul line for the Jags. 4-point South Alabama lead. The Jaguars have beat Alabama 4 times in program history. Never before in Tuscaloosa. First shot off the back iron and out. Hit the back iron, then bounced over to the front iron before rimming out to the left side. Second shot from Lewis. She connects. So 1 of 2 at the foul line. Jaguars lead 50-45, 9:14 to go. A turnover down low. Kennedy Centers picks off the inbounds pass and lays it in. What a bucket for Kennedy Centers. 7-point lead for the Jags. 52-45. Centers with her first points of the game. Kick out right corner three. Off target. A scrap for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Kynes. It'll stay with Alabama. Kennedy Centers scrapping for that basket. A steal off the inbounds pass. Leading to a Jaguars layup. Now down low, Sierra Johnson lays it in, coming off the inbounds. 5-point game, 52-47. Minute and 15 seconds into the fourth. Centers with a pass to Telemach up top. Crossover dribble, loses it at the free throw line for a moment, grabs it back. Now it's Lewis near the SEC logo. A one step and a layup from the right side. Antoinette Lewis. 54-47 Jacks. Jordan Lewis with it for Alabama. Left wing. Pulls up her dribble near the free throw line. Extended. Abrams with it now. A toss to Walker. Top of the arc. Walker picks it up. 8 to shoot. Lewis with it back in her hands. Dribbles inside the foul line. A floater. Some contact. And a whistle. We'll see what they call. They call a charge. Kennedy Centers stepped in there and took it. Second time that she's taken a charge in this game. And Kennedy Centers has made an impact in the first couple of minutes of this fourth. 7-point lead for South Alabama. It's 54-47. Jaguars trailed it by 11 points in the second. Went on a 14-0 run to finish out the first half. Her sights right corner with it. She's double-teamed. A bounce pass down low for Lewis. Going one-on-one, and Lewis is fouled. Antoinette Lewis will go to the free throw line. Jaguars lead by 7 points here at Coleman Coliseum. South Alabama basketball reminds you to buy Alabama's best. Today's game is being brought to you in part by China Doll Dixie Lily Foods, a Southern staple since 1933. First shot from Lewis rims out. Lewis, despite her high shooting percentage, first in all of college basketball, she has really struggled at the free throw line. 0 of 2. That shot's off the back of the iron. Lewis was shooting just 35% from the free throw line coming into this game. Jordan Lewis for Alabama now. Pulls it inside the three-point line up top. Now Walker, a bounce pass down low. Lewis got a hand on it and knocked it away. But it goes right back to Copeland, who lays it in. First basket of the game for Copeland. 54-49 South Alabama. Shea Kynes, a three-ball try left wing off target. And a rebound for Alabama. It's Lewis up ahead, and Kynes commits a foul. So a missed shot and then a foul. 54-49 Jaguars, 7:18 to go in the game. Benjamin to inbound from the near sideline. Benjamin with a bounce pass into Lewis. Left wing, Telemach gives her some space, and the shot is short. Telemach was daring her to shoot. Sierra Johnson missed, but now Benjamin picks Telemach. Benjamin up ahead, centers back on defense, tried to take a charge. Benjamin got out of the way, but then missed the shot, and it goes out of bounds. Possession, South Alabama. So centers, while she did not create any contact, her stepping into the lane, it caused Benjamin to readjust, and Benjamin missed on the shot. 5-point lead for the Jaguars, 54-49. 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Telemach and Morrow in the backcourt. Centers, Jones. India Hall now in the front court. Morrow hands it off to Telemach, 15 to shoot. Left elbow, and Centers has her pass stolen away. Walker with the steal for Alabama. Walker is tangled up with Centers, tosses it into the backcourt and out of bounds. A turnover, and it's South Alabama basketball. 54-49 Jaguars, 6:35 left in the fourth. Telemach will inbound it from near the broadcast table. Alabama makes a sub. Walker comes out of the game. Wade comes back in. Jayla Morrow with the basketball. High ball screen from Hall. Morrow goes left. Into the paint. A dish out. Centers. Fires it off the hands of Benjamin. She wasn't expecting it. And Telemach grabs the loose ball. Now it's Morrow in the paint. Morrow trying to create some space. Dribbles around in a circle. Finds space and lays it in from the left side. Jayla Morrow went all around the paint in a full circle and wound up with a left-handed lay-in. 56-49 Jags. 6 minutes to play. Wade, high ball screen. Wade drives baseline. Left-sided layup won't fall. And Kennedy Centers grabs the rebound. Morrow started to push it, but now pulls it back. Alabama had three defenders. Jaguars going from right to left on the timeline. Ball screen, left corner. Telemach trapped. Now she's able to pull it back out and find Morrow with the bounce pass. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Morrow drives right, bounce pass to Jones. Jones, free throw line extended, turnaround jumper and air ball, and a rebound for Jordan Lewis. Lewis up ahead for the tie. Crossover dribble, a bounce pass, right corner, three ball try, and a bucket for Deshaun Benjamin. Benjamin nails a three for Alabama, and it's a four-point game. South Alabama still leads it. The Jags have led it since late in the first half. There's a timeout called by Coach Fowler. We will step aside with 5:09 to play. So a timeout called by Coach Fowler. Jaguars lead at 56-52 over Alabama. It'll be a big last 5 minutes. For South Alabama, they need to continue doing exactly what they've been doing since the end of the first half. And if you're Alabama, the Crimson Tide, I'm sure their coaches are telling them ramp up the pressure, ramp up the intensity, because that's one of the reasons why they jumped out to an 11-point lead from the start of the game. A lot of double teams, a lot of traps really bothered the South Alabama guards, forced some errant shots, and the Jags were not shooting the ball well early in the game. South Alabama basketball, nearly a turnover. Last touch by Benjamin, though, for Alabama. Jags will try to inbound again. Get it into Carter. Carter, Jones, Kynes, Lewis, and Morrow on the floor. Foul called down low as Lewis got tangled up with Walker. The foul goes against Walker. That's her fourth. Walker and Wade both have four fouls for Alabama. Nobody with four for the Jaguars. Alabama has fouled four times so far in this quarter. Next one will send the Jaguars to the free throw line. There's Antoinette Lewis. She pulls up in the paint and tosses it out of bounds. Some miscommunication there between Jones and Lewis. Lewis broke for the right corner. Lewis threw the ball to the right wing. Four-point lead for South Alabama. Alabama with the basketball. Abrams to Cruz. Younger lineup on the floor for the Crimson Tide right now. It's Benjamin to Walker. There's Wade playing with four fouls. Cruz right wing, 10 to shoot. And a three-point try for Walker, short from the left wing. Kynes grabs the rebound. Kynes up ahead. 2-on-3, and Kynes will try to slow it down. Finds Kristen Carter with a pass, left wing. Morrow up top. Morrow drives right side of the lane, and she's fouled. Jayla Morrow will go to the free throw line as South Alabama is in the bonus. If the Jags can make some free throws down the stretch, it should really help them to close out this game. South Alabama, on the flip side of things, only has one team foul in this quarter. This is the first time that the Jags have been in the bonus today. Jayla Morrow will shoot two at the line. Her first shot off the backboard and in. The bank is open. It's not a Sunday. It's past 1 o'clock in the afternoon now, too, so don't have to worry about those early hours. 57-52 Jaguars. Second shot coming. Off the back iron and a friendly roll. No bank needed this time. Off the back of the rim, it popped straight up into the air and then went down. So a couple of unconventional free throws for Morrow. 2-for-2 at the line, though. The Jags will take it. It's a 6-point game. Wade drives to the bucket and lays it in from the left side. A baseline drive for Shaq Wade. 58-54 Jags, 4 minutes to go. Bounce pass down low. Lewis, left-sided layup. Right hand, and Lewis converts. Teams trade buckets. It's back to a six-point advantage for South Alabama. Here's Lewis down the floor, pass to Cruz, right corner. Wade with it now. Cruz sets a screen. Top of the arc for Walker. Three-ball try from the left wing, and it's off the mark. Jalen Morrow with the rebound. Morrow pushes it up ahead. Telemach, right corner, three! Damaya Telemach! Telemach makes it a nine-point game. Largest lead today for South Alabama. 63-54 with 3:28 to play in Tuscaloosa. Timeout, Alabama. South Alabama has its largest lead. The Jaguars have made 7 three-pointers. It's a nine-point game at Coleman Coliseum. Three-pointer for the freshman, Damaya Telemach. She leads the way now with 16 points. What a performance in this kind of environment. We asked Coach Fowler about that coming into the game. That's one of the things that you can't necessarily simulate in a practice. Playing in this kind of arena, over 15,000 seats. Not quite that many fans, but still a big crowd nonetheless. The largest that South Alabama has played in front of this year, without a doubt. A lot of young students nonetheless, so they've been loud and rowdy all day. But the Jags now lead it by 9 points. Coming out of the timeout, Alabama with the basketball. Johnson right wing. Walker with the pull-up jumper, and Walker knocks it down from the right elbow. South Alabama leads by 7. Morrow races up the floor, but the Jags can start to slow it down if they want to. There's a pass down low for Lewis. She gets stripped along the baseline, and Cruz comes up with the steal. Last thing you want to do is start turning the ball over if you're South Alabama. Good passing into the right corner, but Wade airmails a 3. She missed the basket by a mile. Too strong. Kynes with it now. Out to Carter. Kynes will try to settle it down. Now a crossover dribble. She sprints into the lane and lays it in with the right hand. Shea Kynes, 65-56 Jags. 9-point lead once again. Down to 2:30 to play in Tuscaloosa. There's a whistle down low away from the basketball. Now we get a foul on South Alabama. Only the Jags second. 5 team fouls for Alabama on the flip side. Jaguars are in the bonus. Carter comes off the floor. Jaguars are 2:28 away from a victory at Coleman Coliseum. Pass in. Centers gets a piece of the basketball, but also a piece of the wrist of Jasmine Walker. It'll send Walker to the foul line for 2 shots. 9-point game, 2:31. Still left to play. 65-56 Jaguars. 2 shots coming up at the line for Alabama. South Alabama Athletics salutes Moore's Marinades, a proud sponsor of Jaguar Athletics. Check out Moore's new line of hot sauces featuring unique flavors like harissa, spicy mustard, and habanero, and jalapeno. Add more flavor with Moore's Marinades. Visit mooresmarinades.com. First shot from Walker is off the back iron and out. South Alabama still leads by 9 points, 2:27 to go in the fourth. Second shot coming from Walker. She takes a breath, bends the knees, releases. Swish. 65-57 Jags. Full court pressure now from Alabama. They come with a trap. Kynes tries to bring it up, nearly lost the basketball in the center. A lob pass up ahead for Centers, and Centers is ripped down to the ground. A foul on Jordan Lewis. Kennedy Centers will head to the free throw line for 2 shots. 8-point lead for South Alabama, 2:20 left in the fourth. South Alabama basketball sponsored by Pilateri's. Signature spices, marinades, and sauces. Pilateri's has a great line of flavors that will soon be your favorites too. Since 1975, by Alabama's best, by Pilateri's. Kennedy Centers can't hit the first shot at the line. Crowd ramps up the energy. Listen to them. Centers misses on that second one. There's a tap out by Telemach, but it's into the hands of Wade for Alabama. Johnson baseline. Pressured by Kine, she'll pass it to Lewis. Lewis wearing the right knee brace, returning to the lineup for the first time since mid-November. It's a pass, top of the arc, Johnson a three. Johnson nails it. 65-50. Jaguars lead by five, 153. Baseline drive, centers with it, bounce pass, Lewis, right block, and a layup too strong. Two Crimson Tide players collide. It's Wade who grabs the basketball. Wade trots it up ahead. Five-point Jaguar lead. South Alabama trailed by as many as 11 in the first half. Went on a 14-0 run to close out the second quarter and have not trailed since. Here's Wade right wing. Three-ball try now. And another one. Jasmine Walker. 65-63. Back-to-back threes for Alabama. Timeout, South Alabama. It's a 7-0 run for the Crimson Tide. The Jaguars led 63-54. Now a timeout on the floor. South Alabama had a 9-point lead just a minute and 15 seconds ago. It's been trimmed down to 2 points, 65-63. Jags get it in, 110 to play. Centers with it, pass right wing for Kynes. Bounce pass, right baseline, Lewis. Back in the hands of Kynes, top of the arc, tender shoot. 1 minute left at Coleman Coliseum. Damaya Telemach, the freshman, into the paint. Telemach a basket, 4-point lead. 67-63, South Alabama. Jordan Lewis down the floor for the Crimson Tide. 50 seconds to play. Wade lobs it too far for Copeland. Off of her fingertips, out of bounds. An Alabama turnover. South Alabama with the basketball, leading by four. 47.9 seconds left. Timeout, Alabama. The Crimson Tide call their final timeout. 48 seconds left. Jaguars are shooting 47% from the field. What a basket by Damaya Telemach, who leads the Jags with 18 points. Telemach has hit 8 shots from the field. I don't think that there's been one bigger than that. Perhaps the 3-pointer that she made a couple of minutes ago to stretch the lead to 9. So that way is large in a 4-point basketball game. Jaguars lead by 4 points here in Tuscaloosa. The Crimson Tide have won 39 straight games in non-conference play on their home floor. Their last loss came to Mercer back in 2014. Jaguars have a chance to put an end to that streak today. 67-63, South Alabama. Jags won last year at North Carolina of the ACC. Coach Fowler, coming into the game, we asked him about that in the pregame, and he said he hadn't brought up that North Carolina game yet with his players. Not sure if he did in the pregame conversation in the locker room, but today's game, certainly a big one, and one that would rival the win over North Carolina, if not perhaps even trump that. Jaguars have only defeated Alabama 4 times all time. All 4 of those wins came in Mobile. Savannah Jones brings it up, back in the game for the Jaguars, being guarded tightly by Benjamin, and Benjamin gets whistled for a foul. I don't think she wanted to send Savannah Jones to the free throw line. The Jaguars are in the bonus. Jones will hit the charity stripe for the first time in the game. Jaguars have only made half of their free throws, 8 of 16 as a team today. The crowd comes alive. Jones calmly buries the first one. 5-point game, 68-63. Jayla Morrow getting set to come back in. She's awaiting this second free throw. Crowd is buzzing again. Jones makes 2 of 2, 69-63. Swish the first one, grazed the front iron on that second one before it went down as well. 6-point lead for the Jags. Still a 2-possession game, 40 seconds to go. Lewis drives just inside, kicks it out to Wade for a left wing three off target. Jalen Morrow, a rebound for the Jags. Telemach to Lewis, wide open layup. Antoinette Lewis might have sealed it. 8 points, South Alabama lead. 25 seconds to play. The Jags can smell it. Here's Johnson, right wing. Alabama needs a miracle on their home floor. Long three ball try. Benjamin off target. Offensive rebound for the Tide. And Sierra Johnson is fouled down low. 71-63, South Alabama, 14 seconds left. Antoinette Lewis was wide open in the paint. Jalen Morrow able to find her. A full court pass up ahead. A perfect pass. And Morrow and Savannah Jones meet as Jones is getting sent to check back in. They are all smiles on the South Alabama bench. Johnson drains the first free throw. Jones checks in for Morrow. And Morrow receives all kinds of high fives on the Jaguars bench. 7 point game, 14 seconds left. At Coleman Coliseum in Tuscaloosa. Second shot for Alabama's Sierra Johnson. She makes two of two. So it's still a 6 point game. Terry Fowler wants a timeout. The Jags have two of them left. Need to make sure that you get this ball in bounds, catch it cleanly, go to the line, and ideally make just one free throw should ice it. 14 seconds left, but it's a two possession game at the moment. So the Jaguars need to take care of the basketball. Turn the ball over 18 times in the game. They're averaging just over 18 turnovers per game as a team. Just need a good inbounds pass, catch it, go to the line. Try to knock down one free throw. Jags are in front by six, 71-65. Three players in double figures for South Alabama. And 71 points by the Jags are the most against Alabama at Coleman Coliseum this season. Alabama rather, had not allowed more than 56 points at home. Had four double-digit wins earlier this year. Inbounds pass into the hands of Kynes. Kynes is fouled. Shea will head to the free throw line with 12.4 to play. 6 point lead for South Alabama. So it's the fifth foul on Wade. That'll give the teams a little bit of a break. Crimson Tide go back over to their coach, Christy Curry. The Jaguars gather around Coach Fowler. 71-65. Kynes goes to the foul line with a huge grin on her face. 17 points for Kynes. She's made all four of her free throws. Nobody in the lane for the Jaguars. First free throw is short. Still a two-possession game. Kynes will have one more. Four players stand around her in white for Alabama. Jaguars have four all the way back on the other end of the floor. Kynes misses. 6 point game, 10 seconds left. Lewis drives for Alabama. Right-handed layup, she gets it. 4 point game, 6 seconds left. Jaguars inbound. Kynes breaks a double team. Telemach in front. Telemach is fouled hard with 3.3 seconds. 4 point lead for the Jaguars. And barring anything quirky, South Alabama should come away with the victory. 4 point game, 71-67. And a free throw here from Telemach can all but ensure it. Jaguars once again, four other players all away from the free throw line. Damaya Telemach, the freshman from Houston, leading the way with 18. First free throw is off. 71-67 Jaguars. 3.3 seconds left at Coleman Coliseum. Telemach makes the second. Lewis chucks it up from half court. It doesn't matter. It's off target anyways. 72-67 the final. South Alabama, for the first time in program history, get a win here in Tuscaloosa against the Crimson Tide. The Jaguars stay perfect, 7-0 on the season.
It was the Jags' first ever win in Coleman Coliseum, but it was also the first road win against an SEC opponent since January 9th, 1986, when the Jags downed the Florida Gators in Gainesville 71-64. South Alabama was now 7-0 to start the season for just the second time in program history, bested only by the 1984-1985 team that started 12-0. The 2018-2019 Jags would go on to fall one game shy of that record, going undefeated in the regular season non-conference slate, including back-to-back nail-biting wins in the FIU Holiday Tournament, one game that featured the Jags overcoming a 5-point deficit with 10 seconds left to pick up a 68-67 victory over New Mexico State. Another game, a double overtime thriller with host FIU, a game in which South Alabama erased another 5-point lead, this time with 13 seconds left to force a second overtime and eventually win 84-77 to bring home some hardware. The Jags' 2018-2019 season came to an end in the quarterfinals of the WNIT, with the Jags falling to Wyoming and Laramie 78-71 to end the year with a record of 25-11, the best mark in program history. This has been Jag Nation Rewind. Join us next time when we relive some of the greatest moments in South Alabama athletics. Go Jags!